News. I'm Laura Winters.
Sick? What's going on? Have you ever seen anything like what's going on? I mean, I never heard the word indictment. Then all of a sudden, over a period of a couple of weeks, you get four indictments.
Former President Trump speaking in South Carolina Saturday night at the Silver Elephant Gala. This comes after speaking in Montgomery, Alabama Friday night after his third indictment.
We need one more indictment to close out this election.
Attorneys for Donald Trump are expected to respond to a motion that pertains to a post he makes on his social media platform, Truth Social.
Smith filed the motion Friday night after Trump posted on Truth Social, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." The post appeared one day after Trump was indicted on four counts related to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Smith wrote in his filing that public posts by the former president about the case could have a harmful, chilling effect on witnesses or adversely affect the fair administration of justice. The former president has until 5 p.m. Eastern to respond. I'm Julie Ryan.
At the box office, Barbie nearing $1 billion in sales.
Hey, Barbie. Hey. She's so cool.
The film is set to earn $54 million in its third week in North America and will cross $1 billion sometime this weekend. Oppenheimer has reached the $500 million global milestone. Meg 2, The Trench, is taking a bite out of theaters with its estimated worldwide box office draw to be north of $120 million. I'm Brooks Walker.
In sports, Simone Biles is back.
The Olympic champion made her return to competitive gymnastics Saturday night in the U.S. Classic in Illinois. In her first competition since 2021, she performed in four events and landed the highest overall score of the evening. Her return comes after her shocking departure from the 2021 Tokyo Olympics, where Biles said she experienced a mental block that stopped her from competing. I'm Chris Caraccio.
This is USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
To news now about the war in Ukraine. Russia has reportedly bombed a blood transfusion center in northeastern Ukraine, killing and injuring a number of people. Ukrainian President Zelensky calling the attack a war crime. Zelensky, however, didn't give any details on how many people actually were killed or injured in Saturday's attack in the Kharkiv region. A crackdown on those totally irritating robocalls.
The largest robocall network that the United States has ever investigated is accused of calling over a half billion phone numbers during just 3 months in 2021, making more than 5 billion calls for auto warranty scams. The FCC has fined the operation a record $300 million for violating U.S. telecom laws. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Turning now to sports baseball, the billionaire owner of the New York Mets sending a letter to season ticket holders apologizing for his team falling far short of expectations. Correspondent David Folk Thomas on the story.
The New York Post reports Steve Cohen sent the letter on Saturday assuring the team's most stalwart fans that despite the recent trades of several of the Mets' best players, that the team's future was bright. Cohen says the plan is to field a competitive team next season despite trading away stars like Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer for younger prospects who will take time to develop.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Don't miss the final days of end-of-season deals during the truckload event at Lowe's. Right now, save on major appliances and get an additional 10% off in-store clearance appliances. Plus, take up to 25% off select storage totes like the Project Source Commander Tote. Just $11.98 was $15.98. Find big savings now. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/9. Exclusions apply. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.